This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. Judicial appointments have been at the center of the divisions between the White House and the Congress's power struggles going back to before the Clinton administration. And as the Obama second term begins, the president seems intent on aggressively placing his stamp on the federal judiciary with a number of federal court nominees and with more to come. Sherrilyn Ifill joins us, president and director counsel of the NAACP Legal Defense and Education Fund. She also writes about legal issues for TheRoot.com. Sherrilyn Ifill, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
What are you seeing in these initial appointments from the president in terms of style and vision, and how aggressive is he likely to get given the political circumstances for judicial appointments that have made things stalled for years?
Well, we're seeing an enormous increase in the number of nominations that the president's putting forward, and largely it's been exciting to see that the president is increasingly drawing from a more diverse pool of potential nominees, although I would suggest still not quite diverse enough. But if you understand why he would increase his nominations at this point. This is a legacy issue for presidents. Their nominees to the federal bench stay in that position, you know, for 10, 20, sometimes 30 years after the president has left office. And for that reason, it's critically important for every president to feel as though they've made a stamp on the federal judiciary that lasts well beyond the president's elected terms.
What are some of the examples of these early nominations that suggest an Obama vision, which, as you say, needs to go farther, but we've got a beginning here?
Well, we've got one today, actually, a vote on Caitlin Halligan. She was nominated to the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. And this case is actually pretty much exemplary of what's been happening with President Obama's nominees. She's, you know, widely regarded as highly qualified for the bench with a diverse background and experience. She's a woman, and the D.C. Circuit has had more vacancies than it ever has had in the past. And President Obama has been trying to move this nomination now for nearly 2 years, and there's a vote today. And it will be really interesting to see if the Senate will allow this vote to go forward. It's important to note the vote today is a vote on cloture, which is really just a vote to vote. And that's what's been stalling these nominees, is that the Senate has not been allowing, and this is largely the Republican portion of the Senate, has not been allowing nominees to go forward to get a vote. So, for example, the vote today is just on whether or not Caitlin Halligan's name can actually go to the full Senate for a vote. And they need 60 votes in order to do that. And if it doesn't happen today, it's yet another example of the problem.
Let's take a look at some other areas around the country. In New York, there's a nomination of what could be the first Asian-American lesbian judge in the district court. In Florida, a first openly gay African-American man to serve on the federal district court. What are the chances of those nominations making it through? And what do you see as the vision of President Obama here with so many issues regarding gay marriage coming up before the Supreme Court?
Well, it's kind of interesting. I mean, there are multiple levels of diversity that we really have to talk about. I think President Obama has been appropriately focused on bringing a certain kind of increasing diversity on the bench. You know, the gold standard for this was President Carter, who really brought tremendous diversity to the federal bench that lasted for decades. And I think Obama is very much mindful of that. And so racial diversity, gender diversity, sexual orientation diversity, these are all issues that President Obama is looking at. Increasingly, what I'm seeing, particularly at the district court level, that's the federal trial judges, is I see President Obama making some efforts to push on other forms of diversity that many regard as important, if not more important. So, for example, the fact that, you know, on the federal circuit courts, the appellate courts, essentially no nominees who come forward are nominees that have a background engaging in criminal defense work. And what we're seeing is that increasingly nominees for the federal bench, we certainly saw this through the Bush years and the early Obama years, that, you know, largely they were all prosecutors or they came from private corporate practice.
So many versions of diversity there. Sherrilyn Ifill, president and director general of the NAACP Legal Defense and Education Fund. She also writes legal issues for TheRoot.com. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bye. I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.